Do you use super elastic nickel titanium wires to try to maximize the speed of orthodontic tooth movement? The goal is to provide a light, continuous force to cause continual frontal resorption and avoid areas of necrosis and undermining resorption. In real life, however, this is difficult. Due to variations in tooth position and root anatomy, it can be nearly impossible to avoid areas of necrosis in the PDL. Does this make teeth moved with continuous forces more susceptible to root resorption? An interesting study from Austria, published in the August 2003 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, looks at this question. The article is titled, Constant versus Dissipating Forces in Orthodontics, the Effect on Initial Tooth Movement and Root Resorption, and is written by Dr. Frank Weiland. The research is a prospective clinical trial done on human subjects. To be able to look at tooth roots microscopically, the experiment was done on premolars scheduled to be extracted for orthodontic reasons. A total of 84 premolars in 27 adolescents were included in the experiment. In addition, 6 premolars extracted before any tooth movement served as controls. The subjects had special acrylic splint appliances constructed that allowed buccal movement of the premolars. Brackets were placed on the premolars and on the splint about 5 millimeters buccal to the bracket on the premolar. On one side, a superelastic wire was tied into the brackets to activate the buccal movement. On the other side, a stainless steel wire was placed with 1 millimeter activation. The stainless steel wire was reactivated each 4 weeks during the 12-week experimental period, while the superelastic wire remained continually active during the 12 weeks. After 12 weeks, all the experimental teeth were extracted. The amount of tooth movement was measured from before and after dental casts, and the root resorption was objectively measured using a confocal laser scanning microscope. This technique allows three-dimensional measurement of resorption areas. Here's what Dr. Weiland found. As expected, the teeth with superelastic wires had more tooth movement than the stainless steel, 3.5 millimeters compared to 2.3 millimeters over the 12 weeks. But the teeth moved with the continuous force of the superelastic wires also had more areas of root resorption, and each area of resorption was larger. The message from this research is that we need to be aware that continuous forces may allow more rapid tooth movement, but at the same time may put the tooth root at risk for resorption. Especially in patients that may be susceptible to resorption, care should be taken to occasionally give the teeth a rest to allow root repair. If you want to read more details of this well-done prospective clinical trial, you can find it published in the August 2003 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.